This is Senior Moments on KVON 1440.
Proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit. In collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley Project.
And for Senior Moments this time around, we are happy to welcome two guests in the studio, both happening to be members of the Yountville Town Council, Carrie Dorman and Marita Dorenbacher. And good morning to you both.
Good morning, Barry.
Thanks for being here. Today on Senior Moments, we're going to be talking a little bit about emergency preparedness and off the air. Carrie, we'll start with you. I said, is that focused only on seniors? And your answer is it's really a broader picture, but we can put it into the Senior Moments frame, can't we?
Exactly. Thank you, Barry, and thank you for having us. Really, our research shows that preparation, response, resilience, there are some special things about seniors that we'll get to, but on balance, it's a big picture, and we are just here today to encourage our seniors to network with your neighbors, which Marita will talk about, and to pack your go bags and grab kits.
Mm-hmm. And it's so easy when, you know, everything's beautiful weather, it's not too hot, there's no reports of fires or anything. So I'll do that go bag thing later, right?
Mm. Exactly. And that's one thing. And once you pack your go bag, I mean, we packed it, and just let me say, as a senior myself, make sure you can lift it, and do practice and review. Don't just set it on your shelf and forget about it. So, yes, don't let the weather fool you.
Mm-hmm. What do you think are things people will not think of when they're putting that bag together that later, when you're trying to use that bag to survive a couple of days, that you'll wish you had?
Thanks, Barry. Well, probably one of the things I want to point out for seniors especially is that if you bought your house many years ago, and if it's paid off by now and it's all good, you may not have updated your insurance program. And that's very important because if, God forbid, you lose your house, your insurance may not cover it. So before you pack your go bag, take a look at your insurance policy and see exactly where you stand, because a lot of people have had the unpleasant wake-up call. But I would like to take a minute to just go back to October 2017. I wanted to thank KVON and KVYN once again for being the best source of communication that we had during that time. I know a lot of people depended upon it, and losing the ability to communicate was very, very important. And it was really right after the fires in 2017 that Carrie and I decided to go through CERT training. So obviously seniors can do CERT training. I highly recommend it. It makes you feel much more empowered. That is community emergency response training. So we have our first responders, and CERT-trained people are really like second responders. They assist the first responders. And so you learn how to turn off your gas in your home. You'd learn how to put out a fire. And you learn how to do triage, which is to assess the situation and help out. So it's a very valuable lesson. But getting back to communication, after that, during that fire, my husband was so frustrated with not being able to get any kind of communication except radio that he became a ham certified radio operator. So satellite phones and ham radios were the only ones that really had, and landlines. But then today, who has a landline in their house? Except actually, I did have a friend who is a senior, and she had a landline in her house, and she was the only one who could get phone calls.
I'll be darned. Yeah, I was thinking just the other day, for some reason, I was reminded of that period of time during the fires and people clustered along the roadways where there was a little bit of cell service. There was a spot down here by Stanley Lane and by the Maxwell Bridge, and there were certain places you'd go, and people were lined up in their cars just trying to get on their phones and find out what was going on.
Exactly.
Right. So it is, communication is absolutely critical during those periods.
And speaking on the communication issue and the people gathered, I live in a 55-plus community, and we have put into place a really robust Neighbors Helping Neighbors program. Because, as you all are saying, sometimes you just got to knock on somebody's door, or we have a community bulletin board. We've made it clear this is where we're going to post when we have information. And you communicate. We just feel so powerless. And I think especially a senior population, it's powerlessness on powerlessness. So do get a communication plan in place. And remember, you're not always going to be at your house when a disaster or emergency strikes. You could be in your car. You could be at an office. You could be in your church. Your kids could be at school. You need to have a family plan. And seniors can be real influencers in that. We can really help and say, we've lived through these things. Let's put this together. Think about what anybody – and who is your family? We have caregivers. We have extended family. So a communication plan, a meeting place to figure out how to get all those people together so that you're not just on the side of the road hoping for a cell tower.
Mm-hmm. You've been working on networking some.
Oh, yes. Carrie and I, since last July, actually, we started out meeting with each neighborhood in the town of Yountville and assessing, asking them, well, what do you know about your neighbors? It's funny because it's a very friendly, the whole valley is a very friendly place, but not everyone knows their neighbors. And it's in the situation of a disastrous event, the Napa Valley is very small and we may not get any first responders for 72 hours to 5 days. Mm-hmm. So it's really important that you reach out. Introduce yourself to your neighbors, learn about them. Some of them may have breathing apparatus that they need, power for. Some of them may have ambulatory issues. So find out who those people are in your neighborhood and so that you can be prepared to let the first responders know, because they'll have no way of knowing if something should happen.
Yeah.
So we were calling it the Yountville Neighbors Network, and then Carrie took it on as a leadership Napa Valley project and did a fabulous job.
Well, thank you. And yes, a shout out to my Leadership Napa Valley small group, and I just graduated this year in this class 32. We had a great selection of people, one of whom was our undersheriff, John Crawford. And we were all, we've had a lot going on in the valley, emergencies, disasters. So that was a topic for us. And John said, the key to it is know your neighbors. He said, and that helps the first responders so much, because if you can help a neighbor, then we first responders can go and help another neighbor. So we've put together a packet and we've named it Napa Neighbor Network, and it has two sides and it's an old-fashioned folder. Again, it's sometimes you can't communicate other than old-fashioned ways. So one side of it is stay connected, and it gives you ideas of how to do what we're talking about. Have a block party, volunteer together, do CERT training together, do ham radio training together. Get to know your neighbors before something happens. And then the other side of it is called Stay Strong, and it is sort of a one-stop shop. What's in your go bag? What's on your grab list? All sorts of websites. And it's right now, it's geared to the city of Napa, and you can pick them up. They're free at the Napa Valley Welcome Center, 600 Main. They're open 9 to 5 every day. Please drop by and get one. They'll give you up to 20 so you can have your block party. But it's just so imperative that you do educate yourself to the best you can. There are all kinds of – in our research, there are all kinds of specific websites for seniors. You can look at Red Cross has a senior, CDC has one, ready.gov is a great resource. And then, of course, we do have a website for our Leadership Napa Valley Project. It's NapaNeighborNetwork.com, and you can download or print all of the various pieces there.
NapaNeighborNetwork.com.
Yes, thank you.
Very good. We're talking with Marita Dornbacher and Carrie Dorman from Yountville, from Town Council in Yountville. And it's our Senior Moments program with a focus today on preparedness for the inevitable next emergency. You brought up an interesting thing that hasn't been a focal point really of late, and that is that there will come a time when there is a disaster that's regional or Bay Area-wide, and most likely that's going to be an earthquake. It could be something else, but where the impact is going to be greater in the more densely populated areas, and so all of the resources are going to flow that direction, not up toward us.
Like
that's
right.
When we had our earthquake a few years ago, it was isolated, and resources could flow toward us instead of away from us, and that's the scenario that we really need to be thinking about for self-sufficiency for that period of time.
Exactly. The other thing is, as you get to know your neighbors, you can find out what resources they might be able to have during those 72 hours to 5 days, barbecues or, other kind of satellite phones or whatever it is.
Generators,
exactly. Mm-hmm. And so the Neighbors Helping Neighbors, Carrie and I, during the time that we were experimenting and going to different briefings after the fact, found that all of the first responders said that the most important thing that you can do is to help your neighbor and yourself. And so I really think that the Neighbors Helping Neighbors networks throughout the Napa Valley are going to be extremely important. But it isn't a one-shot deal. What we're planning in Yountville is to offer workshops. We had our first workshop last October for townwide. But we plan to do that each year and eventually to transition into having drills where we test what we have learned and see what works and what doesn't, because it's you can't wait until you have the disaster to test whether or not what you've put in place works.
A little bit late, huh?
Mm.
Ask you, do you have something? Go ahead.
Yeah, and I want to say we're also we are sharing this, the Napa Neighbor Network, with really anyone who wants it. We've talked to Calistoga. We've talked to St. Helena. They are going to do some form of it. So, but you can go ahead and start yourself. And then this just occurred to me, not on this point, but what Marita was saying about insurance documents. Keep all your documents in one place. We suggest that you can download them to a USB, throw the stick in your go bag. And I know the county is very, very interested in emergency preparation, so keep your eyes peeled. I think they're going to be doing some additional workshops. And if you have a creative idea, write your supervisor. You know, if you think it's a great idea for the county to have a scanning day so you can bring your documents and everybody have a scan party, write your supervisor about it. They're very open-minded about it.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the county, they have taken a lot of steps since the fires to enhance their ability to communicate with people and to do their job more efficiently in terms of evacuations and so on. What are your feelings, let's start with you, Marita, about those steps? There was a lot of confusions, particularly about the alert systems for a while.
Oh, yes.
And now there's been some change. How do you feel about it now?
Well, I'm glad to see that we are addressing those, because it was very difficult because we don't have an alert system. But in the town of Yountville, the sheriffs are going to have sirens on their cars. And we had a lot of back and forth about, well, if you hear a siren, please don't call 911. Just realize that there is something really specific. And check in with your, and in Yountville, it's the community center, but check in and find out what's going on, but don't call 911 because they're going to be overwhelmed. Also, keep in mind, especially for our senior population, a lot of them have service animals or pets. So be sure and take them into consideration when you're doing your planning. Have a little go bag for them, mm-hmm. and have a carrier and everything accessible, very accessible, so that you don't have to leave your beloved pet or service animal behind.
Yeah.
And there's just... it's overwhelming until you take it piece by piece, and that'll help everyone feel more prepared. Mm-hmm. So that's our mission.
Yeah, if you have nothing ready to go. You have no go bag. Getting the bag is a step in the right direction. Putting
exactly.
one thing in it is a step in the right direction. Keep adding to it. Make it a week-long or a month-long project to get yourself ready.
That's correct.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff you have around your house, I mean, you have a flashlight. You probably have extra batteries. So it's not as daunting as it may sound. So I think that's a great idea, Barry. Just start, okay, I'm going to kind mm-hmm. of keep this on the top of my radar.
Yeah.
And I just want to briefly touch on the public safety power shutoffs, which are in the news a lot lately. Mm-hmm. As it's still unfolding, so of course we don't know everything. The PG&E is doing, in fact, a workshop this evening mm-hmm. at the Embassy Suites mm-hmm. from 6 till 8. So everybody's welcome to turn out for that. But they are working with the county very closely to make sure that our seniors with medical issues or ambulatory issues get some kind of notice. It's a work in progress, but so the best thing you can do, again, is call PG&E, tell them you have issues, or call the county and tell them you have issues so that they can start to take into consideration and then they can start to develop how much of our population is going to need this attention.
Excellent. Any final points?
Well, just be sure that you can handle the communication, because that's very important. People felt very much out of the loop. So even if it has to be the old-fashioned way, knock on somebody, your next-door neighbor's door. But there are websites from FEMA and the Red Cross online that will give you all kinds of information and checklists and what to grab as you're running out the door. And just an anecdote, my daughter said, called me when I could get in touch with her. She said, "Mom, please take my baby book with you when you run home." So, you know, it's just important to sort of get it all in order ahead of time, because when it happens, you won't have time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you can tear yourself away from KVON for a few minutes, go out, knock on your neighbor's doors, tell them to come on over, have a glass of tea, listen to the radio. Just get to know your friends and neighbors.
You don't have to turn off KVON. You can listen to us on your smartphone.
Okay.
That's right.
Right as you go to your neighbors. thanks to our guests, Carrie Dorman and Marita Dornbacher, town council members in Yountville, and here to speak on our Senior Moments program about emergency preparedness today. Good job. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Barry. Appreciate it.
And that's a wrap on Senior Moments for this week.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit in collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley Project.